All right. Power up transmitter. Let's see, plug in the antenna.
This is DJ Frederick. I think the signal's reaching you, wherever you might be. I'm broadcasting from the deep, dark, dusty, dusky recesses of the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. This is music that hasn't been seen in the wild for many, many years.
Thank you.
And people think I just play really dusty, crazy music on this show. That's Gary McFarland with Fried Bananas, and before that, Dr. Samuel Hoffman and the Radar Blues. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and we're trapped deep in the dank, dusty, moldy basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, dusting off the shelves that haven't been seen for weeks, maybe months, probably decades. Tape machine seems to be running itself. I vowed never to play Led Zeppelin on this show. Oh, wait, okay. It's not exactly Led Zeppelin. Here's Gatsby. Cashmere.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. A volcano responsible for one of the most powerful eruptions of the last 10,000 years may be settling in for a nap, the result of higher sea levels. Santorini volcano is in the Aegean Sea, southeast of mainland Greece. About 3,600 years ago, it staged a spectacular eruption. It may have blown 15 cubic miles of rock and gas into the air. The eruption has been blamed for the demise of the nearby Minoan culture, and that could have triggered the legend of the lost city of Atlantis. Researchers combed through records of 360,000 years of eruptions. They used marine sediments mixed with the volcanic rock and ash to gauge sea level. They found that when it was at least 125 feet below the current level, the volcano started acting up. And as the sea level dropped even lower, Santorini got even more active. Water atop the volcano may act like the lid on a pressure cooker, keeping Santorini from boiling over. As the water level drops, though, the pressure inside the volcano takes over. The walls start to crack, and molten rock from a chamber deep below the surface forces its way upward. When the water pressure is low enough, the volcano erupts, pumping out ash and gas, then lava. As sea level rises, though, the process is reversed. The cracks begin to seal, and the eruptions come to a halt. The researchers found that of 211 big eruptions, all but three took place when sea level was much lower. And with sea level on the rise, that suggests Santorini could be ready for a nap. I'm Holly Brawley.
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? You stumbled into the bargain basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring the dustiest grooves on the planet. Literally.
That's a groove.
the Dance USA Caravan 68 with a cover of Bobby Hebb's Sunny. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, playing tunes that I don't dare play on the Radio Thrift Shop. And oh yeah, that reminds me, Sunny, yes. I've got a new show called One Song Wonders, and we're going to be exploring cover versions of just one song. Also, going to throw in some shows that are covers of like some of my favorite musicians, like Pat Metheny, Nick Drake, and we'll see where that goes. So One Song Wonders by DJ Frederick. It will be available on radioforall.net. And oh yeah, before that, the Jefferson Handkerchief, I'm Allergic to Flowers.